You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Who's Talking is on the air. Frank and Javo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You don't succeed in life by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award.
Whether it's moving to a new home or office, optimizing your logistics, or managing your workplace, trust Hildrip.
Schedule your free appointment online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fran and Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, ClinicalResearchRVA.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James Rivera Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hildrup Moving & Storage, Invictus Sales & Marketing, and James River Air. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 17, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Hey, 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 all you Wahoos out there, Who's Talking is live. Frank in studio alone. Oh, well, not quite alone. My good friend Dave Deck is here, and I'm going to thank him right now. It's more fun to have someone to banter back and forth with. Hobbo is actually at JPJ, and he will be calling in at 5:32 p.m. And you notice their show is on an hour earlier tonight, and that's because VCU has a basketball game tonight. So immediately following Who's Talking, there'll be a pregame show for the Rams. And good luck to the Rams. All right. Who's Talking? Big show tonight. We've got Bobby Call joining us here in just a moment. Dr. Boyd Rawls is going to help us with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And I mentioned it earlier, Jim Hobgood is going to call in from JPJ. And Dave Deck is here to help me with the lacrosse fall, essentially preview of the upcoming season and
some Olympic stuff too,
and the other Olympic sports. Dave knows a lot about Cavalier athletics, and he's always been fun to chat with over the years. All right, here we go. Cavaliers 8-1. I know you just fell off your stool. 8-1, 5-0 in the ACC. And if you look at the ACC standings on the ACC.com, it is righteous. You look there and it says UVA 5-0, 8-1, number one by themselves. And Dave, what do you think?
It's incredible. And, you know, who would have thought that at the beginning of the year or last year?
It's crazy. I mean, yeah. The sports writers, most of whom are based in North Carolina, that meet up for Operation Kickoff down in Charlotte, voted the Cavaliers 14th. And this shows you just how little attention they pay to anyone other than North Carolina or NC State or Duke. That's about it. They pay a little attention to Clemson because they've had to. Clemson has been so good for so long, but Clemson's having a hard time these days. Clemson is now residing in 12th spot. They're 2-4, 3-5, and who believes? All right.
All we heard about at the beginning of the year was Clemson and FSU.
Well, and we know what happened to FSU.
Yep.
You know, FSU, the wheels came off the wagon in Charlottesville because they lost three more games in a row after that.
Yep.
And recently they've started playing Seminole football again, and they look dangerous. All right. We are going to introduce Bobby Call. I believe he's on the line. I'm getting the thumbs up there. Bobby, welcome to Who's Talking. Thank you for all that you do for our show. But most of all, I know you must be elated that your Cavaliers are kicking butt.
Heck yeah. Is this fun? Is it fun to be number one? What do you think?
Well, we gotta keep it going, right?
Well, you know, it's not like it's been overwhelming. You know, I was talking to Daniel Sparks, the punter, after the game. And I said, Daniel, how do you describe this team? And he thought for a while, and he says, you know, gritty. Our team is just gritty. And I thought that was a perfect description. You know, they never give up. The pass D can be soft. The run D can be soft. You know, the offense can be inconsistent. But, man, you know what it takes to win big? To win a game, you got to make five big plays, basically. And that's what the Who's have been doing. You know, and when you get back to that gritty, you know, who personifies grit on that team?
Well, I think that's a long list.
But especially Chandler Morris.
Oh,
right?
Well, he's tough. You know? Hold on.
Coach's son, tough as nails. He sets the pace. Yeah, and he kind of sets the pace for that team, I think. You know, and you know, good Lord, you know, the defense, pass defense can be soft, but then, you know, a guy gets beat deep, but he takes the ball away from the receiver. How about that? And then Cam Robinson drops back, what, 20 yards on coverage, a linebacker, and then he makes the INT and then scores like a receiver, tight rope in the sidelines.
Was that awesome or what? Cam Robinson. Well, you know, Cam Robinson cracked his collarbone before the season started, and they went in there and they installed a plate and a couple of screws and held him out for a while. And I think he's played three or four games now.
He was out three or four games.
At least. But what's remarkable is every week since he's come back, he's gotten a little bit better. And if you saw the athleticism that he demonstrated on the interception near the end of the California game, that's what NFL players do. He dropped way back into coverage. He jumped in the air. He literally blocked out the sun for the receiver. Receiver never saw the ball. Robinson jumps up in the air, gets the ball, comes down, doesn't fall down, rights himself, takes off and goes around the right side of the field and tiptoes into the end zone for a pick six. And you know, he only helped make the safety against Washington State. He's had some big sacks in recent games. He's had, you know, a strip fumble or two. I mean, the guy is just unbelievable. But listen.
He really is.
Go ahead. And also,
look at the blockers. You know, the defenders turned into blockers for that interception and sealed that sideline for him. Did pretty well, so. You know, we've got some great athletes, some great players, and it's amazing because they just don't overwhelm anybody. And it's almost better in a sense that every game has come down to the last minute or so, and they've been victorious, man. I tell you, it's that grittiness. They never give up. It's so fun to see that.
Well, you know, Bobby, I think Jamari Taylor is the tailback they got from, I believe, North Carolina Central, I believe. I talked to him right after or right before the Coastal Carolina game at the beginning of the season. And as I was talking to him and asking him questions, I realized the guy was just all muscle. I mean, he's 5'9". He plays like 215, I think. It says 204 in the program, but I'm telling you what, when he hits the hole, almost always somebody else gets bounced out of the hole, and then he fights for added yardage. David had a suggestion.
Bob, you talked about the grittiness of Chandler Morris. Talk about for a second what it's like to bring somebody like Mitchell Melton from Ohio State, who's wearing a national championship ring, to a team that kind of experience.
You know, That is a very good point. You know, it almost brings in that reality. Hey, we, you know, this can be done. Let's do it. You know, I think that's a good point. You know, when you see something like that, a guy, and then the guy's not like Superman, right? It's not like he's invulnerable. He's a ball player, and mm-hmm. So it's like, hey, we can do this. I like that's a great point.
Well, you know,
absolutely.
Mel, I talked to Melton down at the ACC Operation Kickoff this summer, and the thing I noticed about Melton was he was kind of easy going, and I was like, I started worrying. You know, this guy got a bag of cash. He's come to Virginia. is he going to put out? And I asked him a few questions, and the thing I came to understand is he was really looking forward to the season, but he was trying to play it cool, right? And he's all I've heard since he's got there is he's one of these guys that likes to lift weights. He's this guy that likes to hang out with the guys in the locker room and talk about what they need to do in the next game or whatever. And hey, wow. I'm looking at our schedule, and we just found out today UVA obviously plays Wake Forest this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. Big crowd at Scott Stadium is expected. But next week's game after that at Duke in Durham, that will be a 3:30 kickoff. So, wahoo-wah, if you really love the Cavaliers, you should go to both these games. These are games you can
absolutely
get to. And if you can't get excited about 8-1 and likelihood of being 9-1, something's wrong. You need to go you need to go see a new doctor or something. But speaking of doctors, Bobby, you don't think any of these players have allergies, do they?
No. They have an allergy to losing, I think.
Yes.
How about that?
There you go. Hey, that's a new slogan. Hey, so I'm looking here in the AP poll. Virginia's climbed to number 12, 8-1, and it's been all the way since 1990 that Virginia was 8-1. And think about that. You remember what Sean Moore, Herman Moore, Tiki Barber, all those guys. Now, I'm not sure if any of the players in the current team can be mentioned in the same breath, but collectively, you have got to admire the collective talent that's on display and their desire to win at all costs. Because they basically, in the fourth quarter, they seem to turn up, they find another gear. The offense in overtime finds other gears, and give us your three keys for the big game Saturday night against the Wake Forest Demon Deacons.
Well, I think it's continuing to do what they got to do. The Demon Deacons are pretty good, man, you know. So, and Tony would love, you know, if we can get a running game, that would be so helpful. And, you know, maybe a little bit of misdirection in that running game. It's not always right, straight to the right, straight to the left. You know, see how these guys are pursuing, and if they're over pursuing, you know, do some, you know, misdirection type of stuff. So,
well, maybe,
you know, we're going to have to get the running game going.
Yeah, maybe,
you
know, some counter plays, some trap
reverses,
and maybe some jet sweeps. You know, we haven't seen many jet sweeps this year, and I'm wondering if Dez Kitchens has been saving that for the games that are coming up. Because let's face it, you've got to have a couple of new wrinkles when you're playing teams that are playing as well. I mean, let's face it, Duke has had a marvelous season. They're remarkable. Duke is 4-1, 5-3, and had a pretty hefty schedule. It's gonna take Virginia's best to win down there, but this week they got to take care of business and beat Wake so that the Duke game is as important as we think it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Wake is definitely not a pushover, and maybe, you know, bring out the option, because Chandler Morris is such a good runner, you know, and our running backs are super, and maybe, you know, they've been holding off on the option game to some degree, and maybe that could be something that we'll see this weekend. That would be exciting.
You're not going to see them option the quarterback
not with Morris
until the ACC championship game, if they can get there, because Morris has got a, what I'm told, a dislocated AC joint in his left shoulder. Yeah. They cannot afford to have him go down. The backup quarterback does not have enough experience. He's going to be a good quarterback, but let's face it, I think they've told Chandler Morris, get down. Just get down. Don't even get out of bounds. Just get down. Right.
Yeah. One of the things that's encouraging about this team, Bob, is the fact that they haven't sprung a leak yet. They hold on to the ball and they don't turn it over excessively.
At all.
Week in, week out, you don't see big numbers on the turnover side.
No lost fumbles, no. Bobby Call.
Yeah.
Protect the ball.
That's incredible. That's definitely one of the keys to winning. You know, don't turn it over. You know, it gets back to those big plays, man. UVA makes the big play, especially in overtime. I mean, when has a team won three overtimes in a row?
Well, and I did not like the decision at Cal to go for it on 4th and 2.5. I think they should have kicked that field goal, made it a 6-point margin, and said, you're going to need a touchdown and a PAT to beat us, and you're going to have to drive the whole field. I thought that was a bad decision. And thankfully, Cam Robinson said, Coach, I got your back, and he went out there, and he made such a great play. Nobody's talking about that play, right?
Yeah. That, or they could have run off a lot more time on the clock, like another 25 seconds. You know, when they called that final timeout, it's like, wait a minute, let's run the clock down, then call the timeout, because they would have had under a minute to go when they got the ball back.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, so here comes the music. Here comes the music. We want to thank you, clinical research partners, your entire family, all your friends, everyone that ever has worn orange and blue. Thank you. All right.
Thanks, Bob.
We're headed to break. Yep. We got Boyd Rawls, the good doctor, coming up with us from Ortho Virginia next. Stay with us.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different...
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James River Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
A little Led Zeppelin, a crazy guitar solo. I don't know. Their new board op is some kind of metalhead, so we're going to enjoy that. All right, welcome back to Who's Talking. This is our second segment, and we're going to bring on good friend Dr. Boyd Rawls. Boyd, welcome to Who's Talking tonight.
All right, hey guys, thanks for having me back.
Well, it's contractually bound, so we had to do it. Just kidding.
Right.
Just kidding. We love you. We love Boyd. Everybody loves Boyd. Boyd, how's the hand-wrist business these days?
It's booming.
People playing pickleball and falling down all over the place.
Pickleball, yeah. We're hopefully get a nice deep freeze this winter. Keep the wrist fracture business rolling.
We're just kidding, people. Boyd and I have a peculiar sense of humor. Since I've had so many injuries in my life, I'm trying to find some humor in it. All right. Boyd, I'm going to throw some different injuries at you, and then we'll come to something that might appeal to you. Let's see. Trell Harris in the game on Saturday at Cal, he went out for a while, and they were complaining about cramps. The same thing happened to Eli Wood, the wide receiver, who scored, which was a play that was ruled a run because it was a lateral thrown down the line of scrimmage. And if you're behind the line of scrimmage and the wide receiver catches it and runs it, that's a rush. And he scored on the play he cramped up and didn't come back for a long time. So let's talk about leg cramps.
Yeah. I deal with those a lot in the office.
Do you? Well, you know, you have to hustle through all those different surgery suites and the...
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I guess a lot of times that's sort of an electrolyte thing and, I hate to say conditioning, but, guys just getting beat up a whole lot and then, not being, adequately hydrated or what. So, it could be pretty limiting and annoying, especially if you're, star players or having issues with that.
Well, on Saturday, we know of at least those few. We also know that... right tackle Ben York, number 72. He rolled his ankle pretty bad, and Coach Elliott post game said, "Oh yeah, that was an ankle." He said that they had like three or four ankles during the game. All right, all these guys are flying back on the plane, which goes all the way across the country and around the globe. Tell me about how are they treating those ankles post game?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, within the first couple of days, it's a lot of, ice, elevation, rest, just like anybody who has an ankle sprain.
Right.
Makes it tough if you're, sitting in the seat on the airplane. that's got to be a pretty rough flight for them. But, I'm sure they've got some ways to, manage some of that stuff. But, initially it's rest. And luckily, it's particularly the linemen, you can typically, if things aren't too bad, kind of get them taped up real good and, get them moving pretty quickly, but we'll have to see.
Well, the Cavs have got a lot of guys that got dinged up, but you know what's good in the last game?
Oh, yeah.
I did not notice a major injury. And I'm going to knock on wood because there's sometimes you never hear about things, but I'm knocking wood hard here. The Cavs have had some tough luck this year with a lot of guys with knee injuries that are going to be out for some time, and we're not going to launch into all those. I do know that Kevin Wigginton has missed several games, and he's a key sub because he can play guard and tackle. Have you or Jody have y'all heard anything about him?
I haven't heard much about him.
They've kept that one. That thing is top secret. You're going to be in the CIA to get
into it. Right, especially the offensive line. Yeah,
we did see Cam Ross came back and played nicely. Had six or seven catches on Saturday, and he had a concussion 2 weeks ago. But it's nice to see him back out there. John Rogers, I saw him waving a towel on the sideline. I don't recall him on the field much, but they need him healthy in the weeks ahead. A defensive back, Christian Charles, missed the game before this, but then had an outstanding game on Saturday at Cal. He had, I think, four solo tackles and two or three assists and had a terrific game. That's about all the information I've got right now. I know we all know that Mikhail Boley has had a right ankle issue, but he's playing. All right, the music is here. We're going to thank you in Ortho, Virginia, and we hope you have a wonderful night tonight, and thank you for supporting Who's Talking.
All right, appreciate it.
Take care. All right, we'll come back in a few minutes. We're going to hear from Hobbo. Hobbo's at JPJ. And believe it or not, basketball season starts tonight. Stay with us. Who's Talking rolls on.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Framing Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James Rivera Air and get cash for your clunker. For clunkers.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, let's do it. Who's talking? Season 17 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, I love that. Orange Crush by REM. Perfect, very fitting with all the wins that Virginia Athletics is accomplishing in all sports these days. All right, we have got my co-host, Jim Hobgood, on the line. He's at John Paul Jones Arena, and he's very excited because tonight he gets to finally see the new Cavaliers under Ryan Odom play Rider. So this is a real basketball game, and Hobbo likes real basketball. Hobbo! How you doing?
Hey, absolutely. Well, technically, I'm not in the arena. I'm in the parking area at John Paul Jones Arena. I thought the cell reception might be a little better outside the arena.
It is.
So hopefully, I'm coming through loud and clear. But yeah, it's a special night. The beginning of the Ryan Odom era. It's been 16 years since we've started a new basketball coach, Tony Bennett, back in 2009. So kind of a special evening here, and we expect the Cavaliers under Coach Odom to get off to a great start tonight against the old Rider Broncos.
It's kind of crazy to think that we were there in 2009 at the beginning. That was our first year on the air together with Who's Talking, and to think that Tony Bennett, this fine young man who took over the program, had come all the way across the country from Washington State to be the Cavaliers basketball coach. But now we have a coach that we know a lot about, right? I mean, this is someone that grew up as a ball boy at U-Haul, and his dad,
was an assistant story. Coach. The fact that he spent his formative years here in Charlottesville with his dad, Dave, being the assistant coach at Virginia. And then, obviously, part of the story is the UMBC upset in 2018. And now, all of a sudden, and I was thinking driving over here a couple of years ago when he was just beginning, had just gotten the VCU job, I saw Coach Odom and his dad at the Terry Holland Memorial Service in the spring a couple of years ago, and now all of a sudden he's going to walk out of the portal as the head basketball coach at Virginia, which I think is probably his dream job. So I'm really hopeful that Coach Bennett had a 15-year run. Obviously, Coach Holland had the longest run as a basketball coach, 16 years here. Coach Odom, I think, is 50 or 51, so he's certainly positioned to potentially be here for another 10, 15 years or longer if he decides to coach that long.
Well, we hope that he will, right? All right, so let's talk.
No, the funny thing is, I was thinking, you know, that memorial service a couple of years ago when I saw Ryan and his dad, at that point in time, I fully expected Coach Bennett to be the coach here for at least another 10 years. So the circumstances really changed surprisingly, allowing Coach Odom to end up over here in Charlottesville.
All right, let's talk. I can't disagree with all that. Let's look at the roster for the Cavaliers. At least 10 new faces. Silas Barksdale, Dallin Hall, Johan Grunlo, Desmond Roberts was a carryover. Elijah Gertrude was a carryover. Devin Tillis, a newbie. Martin Carrera, a newbie. Jakari White, a newbie. Sam Lewis, a newbie. Chance Mallory, a stab recruit, has on the roster. And Malik Thomas, he wants you to throw him the ball, right? He's Hobo and Park Hill rolled into one. Throw him the ball and he'll shoot, right?
Yeah, he clearly is looking at the basket, and he's what we used to call a scorer. I think Coach Bennett came to see a practice this summer and called him a bucket. I didn't know what that meant, but apparently that means he's a guy that knows how to put the ball in the bucket. But clearly, you know, Thomas and Dallin Hall, I guess, yep. It is, or whatever.
Yep.
You know, they're both graduate students. They have experience. The two kids, DeRyder and Grunlo from Europe, are going to play a lot of minutes. I think Coach Odom definitely goes deep in the bench. I think he's the kind of guy who's going to use 9, 10, maybe 11 guys during a game. I think we'll probably see at least that many tonight. He likes to put full court pressure on the opposition. I think the objective of that is trying to wear down the opponent as well as burning some of the shot clock in the backcourt, which helps you defensively. It's going to be a different tempo, a different style of play, but hopefully with the same level of success that we enjoyed with Coach Bennett.
Also, two players I did not mention. Uganda. Is it Onyeso?
Onyeso, I think, but he's a big 7-foot guy that right. Most recently played at Kansas State, I believe. You know, he's a force on the inside, certainly a rim protector, and also has some offensive skills. So he's certainly going to get a lot of minutes. He may not start, at least to begin the season, but he's certainly going to get a lot of minutes off the bench. And the guy I think that the Virginia fans are going to love is Chance Mallory. He's sort of cut out of that Kihei Clark, London Parentes mold. Certainly the kind of guy that Coach Bennett loved as a point guard. He's a true freshman, a local kid. He's got quickness. He's got some offensive skills. So he's certainly going to be a guy that's going to be on the floor 15 to 20 minutes, I think, almost every game.
So how about Virginia has played two scrimmages. One was more public than the other. Cavaliers originally went out there and played Vanderbilt out there in Tennessee, and then they came home, and a week later they played Villanova. And in both scrimmages, the Cavaliers had a lot of turnovers and a lot of fouls. How are they going to cut that out in these four tune-up games, if you will, Ryder being the first of the tune-up games before they go play that tournament at the Greenbrier? To your way of thinking, how do they do that?
Well, they've had about 9 or 10 days since the Villanova exhibition, and the other, you know, both Vanderbilt and Villanova are quality teams. I think they are both teams that may be in the NCAA tournament. In candor, these next four games, Ryder tonight, North Carolina Central on Friday, I think Hampton is next Tuesday, and all of a sudden I've lost the fourth game of the homestand. But all four games are games that Virginia should win and should win relatively easily, or at least we hope so. I think the real first test will be at the Greenbrier on November 21st or something like that against Northwestern. So I think during these four games that are ahead, all at JPJ, it's an opportunity for the coach to get the player rotation, trying to clean up some of those turnovers, limit the fouls. I think a lot of the fouling is, you know, just doing a better job of guarding guys off the dribble, because once somebody beats you off the dribble, that puts the defense at risk, and all of a sudden somebody's trying to come over and help out, and they're committing fouls. That's the other thing about Chance Mallory. I think he may be the best on-ball defender in this on this squad, so it's another reason I think he's going to see plenty of minutes as the season unfolds.
All right, so that fourth team is Marshall, which will be also played in JPJ. All four of these opponents, Marshall is going to be on the 15th, Saturday, November 15th. At a 2 o'clock game, the Hampton game is the deadly 9 o'clock game. And North Carolina Central, which is this Friday, is 7 o'clock, which is nice. You like the 7 o'clock
game. Yeah, the Hampton game, you know, that's past my bedtime. I may have to let you come to that one.
I know. That's the way it always works. How about let's talk about the style of this team so far. Clearly Virginia has some height now, so they can work the ball inside. DeRitter likes the ball inside. So they go.
Yeah, he likes it inside, but he's also a threat from the perimeter. You know, against Villanova, they played 11 guys, two or three of whom were like 6'10 or 7 feet, but every guy on the floor attempted at least one 3-point basket. So this team is going to shoot a lot of threes. What did Coach Bennett used to say? We have plenty of takers. Hopefully, we'll have some makers.
Yes.
So hopefully, they'll have makers. But I think it's a team that's going to shoot a lot of threes, and they certainly have capability of making a bunch of them. And I think that's going to be one of the offensive weapons. And I had said early in the Tony Bennett period or era, they would put five guys on the floor. And I would wonder, I'd look out there and say, who's going to score among this group? That's not a problem with this group. I think anybody Coach Odom puts on the floor has the potential to score, which makes it much more difficult defensively for the opposition.
You know, I watched, the Ryan Odom teams at VCU, and as the seasons wore on, their defense improved every year towards the end of the season. And although they were still running and to some degree gunning, they were also getting back better collectively, and they would defend the perimeter beautifully, and it would frustrate their opponents. This team has got to learn how to do that sooner than later, because let's face it, the schedule is just too rugged. I mean, there's just too many good teams. I mean, Louisville is loaded this year. Duke has restocked with who knows what, beside the Boozer twins. Carolina got one of the best, five-star players in the country. And a lot of people are watching Hubert Davis this year. And I've heard Tar Heel fans talking about him. Like, they're worried about what will he be able to do this year, because the last couple of years have been frustrating. How about we got about 3 minutes before we go to break. What are your thoughts on the conference?
Yeah, I think the league is clearly better. And, of course, they reduced the number of games from 20 to 18. I think some of that is to allow more teams to get in the NCAA tournament. We'll see how that works. But you're right. Duke, Carolina, Louisville, unfortunately, Isaac McNeely, we're going to see him, but we're only going to play them once this year. And you still got Clemson, Brad Brunell. I just think the league is certainly better than it's been in the last couple of years. And don't forget, beyond Northwestern and Butler, we play Texas in early December in the ACC-SEC Challenge. We got Maryland coming to JPJ, I think around December 20th or something like that. So even there are some tough non-conference games, but I think your point is well taken. Defensively, I think this team will be as good as they are defensively. Clearly, they're going to be able to score the basketball. If they can defend well, then I think the sky's the limit for this group.
How about, I noticed they moved one of the games to Charlotte. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, that's the Dayton game. That's
right.
What we're hoping will be an ACC doubleheader for Virginia basketball at noon and the ACC football championship game that night.
Well, I tell you what, if that happens, there goes the who's talking budget, because the two of us and our significant others will be there. So, Hubbo, what are your final thoughts as you get ready to walk into JPJ tonight?
Well, it's just, you know, the other thing I was thinking, and it's hard to believe, 19 years ago, this facility opened with the game against Arizona, and I was still doing the color for those games. So it's hard to believe JPJ is already 19 years of age. Time goes quickly, but a lot of memories already in this building. Obviously, we had a great run at University Hall, but JPJ is now home of the Hoos, and the Hoos have had a great record here, both non-conference and in-conference. So start of another fun season. So always exciting, and it's a great time of year. You got the transition, football and basketball both going on. And as you said in the introduction, a lot of victories for the Hoos here of late. So it's a great time to be a Hoo.
All right, Wahoo Jim, a.k.a. the Hobbo, is excited. Wish you good luck tonight, and thank you for calling in.
Thanks for holding down the fort. We'll be back next Monday.
See you, Jim.
All right. Thank you, Jim. All right, we're going to go to break. Come back on the other side. We're going to break down the ACC schedule, the Wahoos' next game against Wake, and also a lacrosse preview. Stay with us.
You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildrip.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank, and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches it.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You met with UVA. I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, thesaber.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight. We need to preview next week's show, Monday, November the 10th, back at 6 o'clock, a regular start time. Take it away, Dave.
So next week, we're going to have the voice of the Cavaliers, John Freeman. We'll have the executive director of VAF, Kevin Miller, and we'll have Dr. O from Ortho, Virginia.
That is Kwadwo Owusu-Achau.
Yeah, you could
say
that.
I'm the only one in the studio that can pronounce it. All right. He's a dookie. He's pretty happy right now. I'll tell you what. All right. Without further ado, let's talk about what has happened in Virginia's Olympic sports, which are literally in fuego.
Yeah, it was a pretty good weekend to be a Wahoo fan. Cross country, men and women. Men won the ACC title, and women placed fifth. The men's soccer team won the ACC regular season title.
Which does not happen every day. It's harder and harder to win that.
Yep. The women have advanced in the ACC tournament by knocking off Florida State.
In a shootout.
In a shootout.
In Tallahassee.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that's ever happened in terms. It went to like the sixth or seventh
penalty kick
for each side. And it's amazing. The Virginia goalie made an amazing save right in the corner of the goal down on the ground. And then somehow the Virginia penalty shooter came up and pulled it into the left top left shelf corner to win it. And I understand it was pandemonium. And Coach Swanson actually got knocked down and run over by his own team. Yeah. But keep going.
Field hockey team won the ACC regular or co-champions of the ACC. So, again, pretty good weekend to be a Wahoo fan.
The field hockey team is seeded second due to some a coin toss or something. Carolina's number one, and that tournament starts this weekend, I believe. Who else? There was one more. You got it?
Nope.
All right, that's everybody. I know that golf lost by a stroke in some kind of tournament in East Lake, but they are number one in the nation, which is incredible to think that Virginia, in such a short time under head coach Bowen Sargent, has taken the program to the top. And last year, you know, the Cavaliers last spring finished national runners-up, which had never happened before, and they won the ACC title, so they have a big season ahead of them. All right, lacrosse.
Well, the big news in Charlottesville, at least big news for lacrosse folks, is the addition of Connor Schellenberger to the coaching staff. I'm not sure I could have dreamed up a better addition to Lars Tiffany's staff. Leading scorer of point producer of all time and an electric player has to have some impact on the guys on the field. Virginia's loaded at attack again. We got a logjam at attack. McCabe Millen has been joined by his younger brother Brendan.
Who is the number one recruit in the nation?
Yep, Virginia had a fantastic recruiting class with Millen and Robbie Hopper, who's a long stick midfielder. They've got an experienced defense. Some transfers come in. Michael Meredith from Jacksonville joins John Schroeder, who was All America last year. Seasoned goalie, Kyle Morris will be pushed a little bit by a gentleman from Air Force who's a transfer. The big question mark in my mind is whether Virginia can get substantial production from the midfield to support or to take a little pressure off the attack. That's been a problem for a number of years, and we just hope it goes away fairly soon. With the addition of Schellenberger, I can't imagine it won't.
And you also think they might have fixed everything at faceoff, which was kind of a rough experience for the Cavaliers last year.
Yeah, they had good showings in two scrimmages against Georgetown and Michigan, and the faceoff was above 50%.
Well, I think if they have that, there's no reason to think they can't bounce back and fight their way back into the Final Four, right?
That's right.
And which this year is being played where?
The Final Four is being played at Scott Stadium.
The National
So get your tickets.
You better get your tickets early. All right, let's go through the ACC football schedule that's coming up Saturday, November the 8th. SMU is at Boston College, and SMU is giving 11 points. SMU is nipping right at the heels of the Cavaliers with only one loss in the conference. Syracuse is at Miami, and Miami is favored by 28.5 points. And you actually might take the points because lately Miami has been struggling. All right, Duke is at UConn and is giving 8.5 points. Duke is out of conference this week, which is kind of strange. Stanford is at UNC, and the Tar Heels are given 9 points, and the Tar Heels are still celebrating after winning a big game on
first
the road
game
at Syracuse. And good for the Tar Heels. All right, Wake Forest is at Virginia. Virginia is favored by 6.5 points. What's your take, Dave?
I think if we stick with Tony Elliott's mantra of play one game at a time and just play what's right in front of us, and we limit turnovers and don't give the ball away, we're in great shape.
I think Virginia has to win this thing convincingly. This is an opponent coming off a bad loss, and I think Virginia's got to win big. Cal is at Louisville. Louisville's favored big. Florida State is getting 2 points at Clemson, and it's hard to believe this, but who cares? All right. All right, we got a big show next week. John Freeman, Kevin Miller, and Dr. O. Hope you join us next week at 6 o'clock. Thanks for listening tonight.
Go Hoos.
That's it. It's all over. Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan has been brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hildrup Moving & Storage, Invictus Sales & Marketing, and James River Air. From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump?
Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.